Baseball is all about tradition, but every home game brings something new. Just like Mio Sparkling Sake, crafted with time-honored Japanese brewing techniques, Mio delivers a modern twist. Slightly sweet, refreshingly effervescent, and as crisp as a perfect pitch. Whether you love sake or just want to discover something new, Mio is a crowd pleaser. Light, bubbly, and easy to enjoy. At Citi Field or at your favorite spot, ask for Mio Sparkling Sake by name. A new tradition. Served chilled. Brought to you by Takara Sake, proud sponsors of the New York Mets and the Rico Bronya Podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Before we get to the game, I recorded a Rico last night that was outside. You may have heard it through the wind that was blowing through the air. I didn't realize the way it sounded, but that was not my biggest issue. My biggest issue was I record the Rico. I have a laptop. I have my scorebook. I have my tablet. Broadcast is over. I thought I brought everything in from the deck where I was recording here on vacation in North Carolina. I found out, much to my chagrin, earlier this morning that I didn't bring everything in from the deck. My laptop was brought in. That's good. You know, it's a valuable piece of equipment. God knows the damage that could be caused when there's rain at night. And yes, there was rain at night. So my laptop was fine, Pete. My iPad, completely fine. Brought that in. My phone, completely fine. The look on my face when I woke up this morning and saw my lovely, beautiful scorebook sitting outside after a torrential rainstorm, my stomach dropped. But this is why I married so well. My wife spent all day today air drying that scorebook, page by page, blowing that scorebook with air to make sure that it would dry up. And so the results are not pretty. It has survived. I just want to say the book is not dead. I was able to successfully score tonight's game between the Mets and the Cardinals. But, Pete, I wasn't even drunk. And I left my little baby, my scorebook, outside to get rained on all night. What a schmuck.
Dude, that's called true love. Every single page she air dried?
She tried to. I mean, there are it's a dicey situation. I'm not gonna lie to you, but yeah, she tried to kind of, because I was devastated. I'm not even kidding. When I woke up this morning and I noticed this and I brought it back inside, I quickly ran up to my wife, I put my arm around her, and I said, "Honey, I did something very bad." And she actually confessed a little bit later. She thought I murdered somebody. She was like, "The way you said I did something really bad, I was concerned you killed somebody." I said, no. And I explained, I left my scorebook outside. I was very devastated. I didn't cry, but I was close to crying. And I think she saw the pain. She knows how much I care about the book. She knows I just published an effing book with my scorecard. So obviously I care deeply about it. And she has done her best job to try to salvage it, yes, by air drying many of the pages. It is a tricky situation. It's a sticky situation. But it will survive, Pete. It will survive.
But you brought everything else in. How is that the one thing that you left outside?
I still can't figure it out. And it wasn't even a drunken Rico. Like, if it was a drunken Rico, I'd say, yeah, you know what? I had too many pina coladas, and somehow I left my book outside. I have no idea how I did it. And it's funny, my first concern, here's how my brain worked when I checked out the pages. My first concern was, can I score tonight's game? That was my first concern. Like, is this book going to be doable to take care of Mets Cardinals, take care of the rest of the series? Like, where does that stand? My second concern, which shows you how much fun I had writing my Mets Bible, I started thinking, are there games from this year that would make my Mets Bible too? And is it going to be too smeared from the rain? My answer is, I don't know yet. Like, I think if the Mets win the World Series, there are going to be a lot of these games that probably make my Mets Bible. Or if they go on even a deep postseason run, if this turns out to be like 2019 all over again, where they don't make the playoffs, I don't know, maybe there's a game. But I was able to score today's game. I do not have the scorebook with me right now because I'm still air drying it. But I did take a picture of the scorecard from tonight's game. So this is the way it looks if you're watching on YouTube. It's not bad. Like, it looks okay when you take a picture of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, from that angle, yes, because I can't – you probably can't see the wrinkles and creases and dampness.
You know what's so funny, man? And we'll get to the game, I promise. I'm sorry. I just – this was a personal story I needed to share. Scorebooks are not perfect. Like, there are rain when you go to baseball games. And so I do have, like, markings from the history of scoring all these games where there is a rain mark. I even have mustard marks. Like, literally, you go to a baseball game, things are going to happen. And I've never really had a big issue with it. As much as I try to protect my scorecard, it's always like, hey, that's kind of like, that's what happens in the battle. You know what I mean? Like, yes, it rains. Yes, the Robin Ventura Grand Slam single, that scorecard is going to be a little bit kind of greasy because it was a freaking 15-inning game in the rain for 5.5 hours. Like, it's only natural. But when it doesn't involve, like, being at the game, then those conditions bother me. Like, if I drop a bottle of wine on my scorecard while I'm on vacation, that'll bother me a hell of a lot more than like a beer stain from a baseball game, because it kind of happens. So my wife tried to talk me and say, look, you'll always have the memory. You'll have the memory of all of those 2024 games are wet and disgusting because of the stupid thing you did in North Carolina. But I've survived.
Yeah. Yeah. After they lost a 3-game series to the freaking Angels. I mean, could it have been better? Like, could it have been after a no-hitter, after something else? And
well,
have you ever thought about, like, a situation? Like, I mean, this is being serious now. I know how much you love your scorecards. Have you had emergency scorecards in case of you losing it?
Never. Never. I've never had one. What's funny is the moment after I rescued the scorebook, I went on Bob Carpenter's website and bought another scorebook for this season because my expectation was, I don't know what I'm going to do. So now, for the first time ever, Pete, I do have an extra scorebook. I'm not sure if I'm going to use it. Like, I may try to stay true to 2024 and just finish out the season in this kind of moist, crunchy scorebook. In fact, I asked the people, what do you think I should do? Should I begin anew when I get home from North Carolina with a brand new fresh scorebook and kind of have a stretch drive on beautiful, pristine pages? Or do I stay true to 2024 and say, look, this was a part of the season. Part of the season was somehow having your scorebook stay out on a rainy deck in North Carolina right before we got hit by a hurricane.
If this is a World Series year, you could freaking... You could put this up in a shrine somewhere, dude. Like this is the scorecard, and look at the damage it took. We went to war in 2024, and so did Evan.
That reasoning is why I lean towards just maintaining this book for the rest of the year, and not like changing it to a nice fresh book for the middle of August through the end of the season. But that's where I stand.